In 2003, the Delaware Center for the Inland Bays used a grant to launch an oyster gardening program in Lewis. John Ewart is an aquaculture specialist with the University of Delaware. UD provides the center with SPAT. He says the program was an effort to bring oyster populations up to clean the waters, not put them on the market. It now has 70 oyster gardening locations in the Inland Bays.
We're able to get mature oyster larvae from the Rutgers hatchery across the bay, and we have a pile of shell here, that recycled shell, and we get it all set up in the tank and flood it with aerated seawater, and when the larvae are mature and ready to set, we flood the tank with larvae and they attach themselves to the shell.
The program's success led to a new question. Is commercial shellfish aquaculture feasible in the Inland Bays? In 2013, Ewart and others pushed the state to allow for commercial harvesting. Regulations were put into place in 2014, but the actual launch of commercial harvesting has stalled for 3 years, delayed by concerns from a number of nearby homeowners and a lengthy Army Corps of Engineers permitting process. One of the groups that opposes the regulations is the Coalition for Little Assawoman Bay. Their original concern was the number of sites, 118 acres worth.
And they were being placed right in the area where most of the recreation on the bay takes place, you know, near the shore.
Diane Maddox is the founder of the group. She says the group is relieved the acres available have been lowered to 43. But another concern remains. Pipes sticking 5 feet out of the water to identify clam plots, which opponents call an eyesore. She says these markings are unnecessary since the bay has been restricted to hard clams only.
If you're growing oysters, they grow in wire cages and they float on the water line. So to keep people from bumping into the cages, that's why they wanted to put these pole markers on each 1 acre plot.
But she says hard clams are grown on the bottom of water in nets, and they don't need poles or pipes to show where they are. Maddox says the group has asked DENREC to change the regulations, but legislators would have to amend the existing law. They have not heard back from DENREC yet. Maddox says she thinks the state was just eager to get the program going. DENREC will hold a leasing lottery on May 2nd, drawing names from a pool until there is no more acres left in the Inland Bays. Stephen Friend is the owner of Friend's Clams in Georgetown, which distributes non-locally grown clams. He has been waiting to farm hard clams and oysters for a while and is excited for Delaware's program to get started. But he worries people more committed to shellfish farming, like himself, won't get leases.
Anybody in the public out here can go ahead and do it, and it's holding up us that really want to do the job. You know what I'm saying?
It can take at least 2 years to grow oysters, so Friend says he's concerned many hobbyists may have to wait longer than they think to see results. He's already spent more than $70,000 on equipment and has 185 cages ready to go into Rehoboth and Little Assawoman Bays. DENREC did not respond to questions about how many leases are available or how many people have submitted paperwork for the lottery so far. Last winter, former DENREC Secretary David Small said up to 70 participants could lease 5 acres each. And once the leases are awarded, Chris Basin, the director for the Center of the Inland Bays, expects the program to benefit Sussex County significantly.
It's a brand new industry for Delaware that really hits the sweet spot where the farms are cleaning up the water while they're providing jobs and putting local seafoods on people's table.
Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.